the absolutely incredible mystic, Blessed Alexandria Maria da Costa from Portugal, had one thing to teach us about purgatory, one thing that Jesus wanted her to let the entire world know. But there's two things that we can learn from that. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this and some of the next series of purgatory stories is coming from the work of Blessed Carlo Acutis. He will be canonized on September 7th. I will be there showing you the amazing things happening. I'm super excited. I'm going to give you an insider's look at everything that's happening. I have a contact now in Assisi. We're going to go to Assisi to see where his body rests. It's going to be awesome. Don't worry or be envious. You're going to get to see all of it firsthand. I will show you. Let's get right into learning about Blessed Alexandrina, is her name. Let's go right here. The great Portuguese mystic had numerous experiences of purgatory, as she narrated in her diary, from which we point out a few episodes. On November 6, 1943, she reported the words that Jesus had said to her. "What enchantment, what riches are in your heart, my beautiful dove. The ermine does not get stained. It remains always whiter and purer. Do you feel, my daughter, that your spirit is dead? It is I who allowed this. It is dead for the world, but lives more and better for heaven. The afflictions of the fire of purgatory that you feel is the truth. It is a reality. I'm purifying you so that after your death, you must not have to stay there. You will come directly to me. Thus wishes my blessed mother, in order that you know what our dear souls suffer there. Make it known to the world. Suffer everything, offer everything for them. But do not fear, my love, my enchantment. You are sustained by me and my blessed mother. You do not fall, you do not waver." On August 2nd, 1945, Alexandrina reported, "I spent the night in great suffering. My suffering increased in knowing that one of my assistants at Foce, the hospital where she was kept for 40 days in observation for her state of fasting, one among the most strict, died an unexpected death. I neither can nor want to judge her. My God, I don't even think of it. But I am very concerned of her lifestyle. I do not doubt her salvation. It came immediately to my mind the day on which she passed. It was a Friday. This one of the days when my dear Jesus promised to keep hell closed. I do not doubt. I have confidence. But notwithstanding that I live with this trust, I don't feel any joy in it. It is as if a black veil had come to envelop everything related to this. Few moments go by before she comes back to my mind, and I immediately pray for her. I feel that she needs many, many prayers, and that she must be very deep in purgatory. One day on April 1946, Alexandrina received from an angel the Eucharist, and Jesus told her, 'I was given to you by your guardian angel. I am the life of which you live. I could not omit to give myself to you. What wonders! Look, do you see the angels ascending? They are going up in groups, some intoning hymns, others leading the souls who exited from purgatory, and all saved thanks to you. What a beautiful entrance! What a feast in heaven! I saw the groups that brought the souls as if each angel was carrying another one beside him, with the difference that this one did not have wings. What splendor, what luminous light, how beautiful it was. Jesus added, it is worthwhile to suffer my victim and my spouse. It is worth to suffer like this and suffer everything for such a virtuous mission and such great wonders. Courage, go in peace, live in peace, and fear nothing. Thank you, my Jesus. Extend on me your compassion. Give me your love. Do not permit that I deceive myself, and do not allow that I offend you." We can learn many things, but what are two things that we can learn from the example of Blessed Alexandrina? One is this reaffirmation that the souls in purgatory suffer. Sometimes in the church, we don't want to say this because it makes God look bad. But the reality is, if we are to worship a God, he is a glorious God, and he wants us to be glorious and courageous like him. People of courage, men and women that willingly take up take up suffering and we embrace it and that we are not afraid of it, that we see it as what makes us holy and see it in all its glorious and heroic splendor, and that the souls in purgatory must suffer to be worthy to enter heaven, that the sufferings of Jesus alone are not sufficient. They must also be united to the sufferings that we take on, and both of those together are what get us to heaven. His yes and ours to suffering, specifically that. So one is that there is indeed suffering in purgatory, and we must reaffirm this for those that don't believe, that they only say that purgatory is like a waiting period. Not enough. Nope. There is suffering there, and the whole world needs to know. The second thing is that we can and at times must ask for suffering to be given us, both for our own purification, for the purification of other people, for the deliverance of the souls in purgatory, but also so that we can experience the suffering of the souls in purgatory ourselves. Now, you may ask Jesus, "Jesus, please give me a small sliver of the suffering of purgatory so that I can remember and know and have compassion for them." I asked this once. Now it's 3 years ago, almost on the anniversary, August 2nd, when I was mountain biking, broke my neck, felt the burning fires of purgatory in my arms. It was terrible. I would not recommend it to my enemy, but spiritually speaking, that's kind of my, you know, my body speaking, but my soul says it was great. It was a great experience. I drew so much closer to them, and the fruits of it, you can see in this channel how it's grown. It's because of the suffering. It made me more of a man, more of a disciple of Christ, and I'm happy that he granted that gift to me. Would I ask for it again? I don't know. I'm not sure if he wills it, but very difficult. We need to ask for suffering. We need to also willingly embrace it manfully, womanfully, without fear, so that we can be true disciples of Christ. Blessed Alexandrina, pray for us. Now, I want to remind you of a beautiful sponsorship that I have with purgatoryproject.org, a wonderful website that allows you to place your loved one on there, sort of like Facebook, and people can see all of the different people that have died there. They can offer prayers for them. They could specifically petition and put masses, prayers, atonements, rosaries for each and every person so that all of our loved ones can be prayed for. It's absolutely free. Go and check it out, purgatoryproject.org. If you would like to support this channel in any way and you have liked this video, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.